The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, always great to speak to Fran Williams. Lightning are at the right half of the table at the right time.
Yeah, definitely. We're really happy with some of the progress we've made this season so far and how we're building each game. We've definitely not played as many games yet as some other teams. But yeah, no, we're really happy that we're sitting in that top four and competing for, you know, that semi-final spot, which is so important to us.
How easy was it to come back into the Lightning environment?
Yeah, so obviously this is my second season now with Lightning. So I definitely feel comfortable amongst the squad, really know what I'm doing here and love working with all the other players and staff here. There's a great setup, really professional setup from all the support staff as well as just the coaches. And yeah, there's just a great intensity around training here and really feels like I'm part of a good professional team and think it brings the best out in all the players.
I've probably asked you this already, but what's Vic brought to your game?
Vic's great. She's so passionate. You really see that through the way she coaches about how much she wants this team to succeed. But she also cares definitely about us all as individual players and wanting to help us in any way we can. You know, she's great at doing individual check-ins and seeing how people are and supporting them with what they need. If there was something specific I wanted to work on, I can always reach out to Vic and say what I'm struggling with. She'll help me through with some video, or she's very, very adaptable to what we know as players we need to work on in training. And she definitely builds around the sessions on how the team's feeling.
Have you found the season so far? Just game by game, really?
I know it's a cliche, but you do just have to take it game by game when there are this many matches in a season. But no, I think maybe a standout weekend could have been that doubleheader we had where we played Storm on the Saturday and we had a really great team performance being able to beat Storm, and it was a high scoring game, and to keep our composure, to keep notching up those goals and get the win was amazing. But then, you know, we didn't back ourselves up with our performance then on Monday against Pulse, and yeah, we lost there and we definitely played ourselves short with, I know, the standard of netball that we can play. So I guess that's maybe a bit of a big weekend for us in terms of a high standard and a lower standard by what we expect of ourselves here at Loughborough.
How much of a note do you keep on your own individual stats as the season goes through, or do you leave it towards the back end?
No, I don't think so much individual stats. Like our performance analysis, Andy here at Loughborough, he's amazing at stats and he comes up with some great figures and very much works with us as players in terms of what we want to be seeing in the stats reflected of our game. And we definitely look at stats each week on the game that we've played on the weekend and, you know, where we won the game and where we also lost the game with regards to those stats. So were we winning it at the centre pass and what we were doing there? Or was it that we were making the most of our turnover, etc.? So yeah, stats is definitely something we look at, and then that hopefully influences what we need to work on in the, you know, the key tactical areas for training.
You'll be quite modest, but you have had player of the match the last couple of weeks, so that's a nice little bonus, but it's a proper team effort, isn't it, really?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And particularly at Lightning, like the strength of Lightning is the team, and we all play in such kind of strict structures and really try and work together on that unit defence in particular to win ball.
What's it like having Beth back?
Beth's been amazing around the squad. Obviously, she's had really tough with her rehab, but, you know, it's great to see her now like transitioning into some training, and she's one of the most hardworking, resilient girls I know. Actually, she is the most hardworking and resilient girl I know, 100%. And yeah, I'm just super excited for her for when she's going to get that opportunity to be back on court. She adds so much to the team off the court with the fun vibes and energy she brings, as well as the smarts and being able to hold us accountable, particularly around centre past events.
It's a nice little lead in, isn't it? Obviously, Lightning in that top four bunch as well, so Thunder's in there, Storm in there as well, so it's just the fact that you've got them to play as well. It's still going to go right to the last couple of games.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I know kind of within that top four as well, everyone will be vying for position because people will want to guarantee home semi-finals.
Home,
that kind of thing makes
yeah.
a difference. One, to get your home support, and two, to not have to travel twice in a weekend. So it will definitely go down to the wire.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.